Many public housing residents didn't evacuate before Sandy and ended up losing power and becoming very isolated. So they gathered at the community centers in their buildings to get information, to charge cell phones, or to seek help. The only problem was some of the centers also lacked heat and hot water. Now the Housing Authority is seeking $180 million from the federal government to outfit the centers with backup power sources. Ray Ribeiro is the agency's head of capital projects.
If the neighborhood were to lose one of those critical utilities, these community centers, the backups would then kick in and we could continue to provide heat or power in these facilities.
Officials warn some centers will close temporarily while repairs and floodproofing take place. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.